welcome to another episode of Founder's Journey. I am your host, Josh Pigford, founder of Bear Metrics. We provide subscription analytics for all the things. This week, we are going to talk about our 7-day launch sequence for announcing anything. So if you launch something on the internet and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound? I know, deep. But seriously, how do you launch, release, announce, publish something and make sure people do in fact hear it? So here at Bear Metrics, we have a launch sequence. That's a hard word to say. Sequence. It's like sherbet. That's a hard word to say too. So we have a launch sequence that we use variations of for basically anything we put out: articles, products, features, news, anything. It's a repeatable set of steps that it's done over 7 days or so, and one that we've been optimizing over the past couple of years, and one that you can likely copy and use for your own company. Who doesn't like copying? So not all of these items will be applicable to everything you put out. You wouldn't do a press release for like a new blog post, but most of this is applicable. So now note, I'll be using the words launch, release, publish, and announce sort of interchangeably here, but ultimately I'm just referring to getting something out there. Now, first up, before you can launch something, is you've got to set a launch date. So whether you're publishing a new article or releasing a major new feature, you need to give yourself a little bit of lead time to get your ducks in a row. Usually 1 week out is sufficient. If it's something just absolutely huge, an initial product launch, for instance, then 2 or 3 weeks would probably be more appropriate. Now, for the 7-day launch sequence, day 7 here, write out the story that you're telling. When it comes to features and products, everything you do needs a story behind it. The mechanics of the thing you're releasing aren't the story. The problem you're solving is where things get interesting. So what you write for this isn't necessarily something that you'll publish directly, but it helps focus how you present things, the copy you use on landing pages, what you pitch to press folks, etc. Next is initial press outreach. Now, like I mentioned, not all the things that you put out will warrant some PR push, but if you can put a compelling spin on what you're doing, getting some press coverage can go a long way. There's not really any magic sauce for getting the press to cover you. So much of what does and doesn't get covered boils down to the whims of the journalist and whatever else is in the current news cycle. Your best bet is to just cast the net wide and hope for some bites. Some tips for doing press outreach, though. One is the email journalists who've covered similar topics to what you're announcing before. That means that they've got at least some interest in what you're doing. So when we announce things about, you know, some like open startups or open benchmarks, like some transparency thing, we a lot of times will go and look to see who's written about, say, Buffer. So Buffer's super transparent about stuff, and they've gotten a ton of press coverage. So we'll go see who has also talked and written about transparency stuff, and we'll reach out to them. So make the subject line, next up, make the subject line informative and compelling. So being spammy or vague won't really get you anywhere. Then in the first line, reference their writing on the topic that you at least think is tangentially related to what you're doing. So it's clear you're not just blanket emailing everyone, and keep the email to say 4 or 5 sentences, and mention when you're launching and if there's an embargo on that announcement. So people need deadlines, and including this hard date and time helps them prioritize your email. Next thing to do on day 7 is some sort of partnership outreach. So some of the things you may launch likely involve another company in some form or fashion. So you can start coordinating announcements or guest posts with them at this point. For example, when we launched Open Startups at bearmetrics.com/open, I worked with our pals at Buffer to do a guest blog post on their blog, which gave the Open Startups thing a huge boost and got it out in front of a much larger audience. When we launched our Slack app, we worked with the fine folks at Slack to be one of their featured apps in their directory. And if what you're launching makes use of another company's technology, they'll likely want to help you promote it. So case studies are a great format for this, and it's something that we did with Clearbit. So Clearbit provides a bunch of customer sort of additional customer data that we can use in a customer profile feature we have. So day six here. So you've knocked out day seven. Now day six is create a launch video. So video is a great format to show off a new feature and give a bit of backstory on why you created it. We create, or we try to create these short demo videos for landing pages and just general sharing for any major feature that we release. So these videos don't need to be complex or overly polished. The more human they are, the better. You can go to the Baremetric site to see. We've got videos all over the place for various features. Day five is to create a landing page. When you're launching a new feature, having a direct landing page is crucial. It allows you to reference a feature from the perspective of the solution to a problem. It's also the perfect segue to a call to action, such as starting a trial or subscribing to newsletters. And just like we have videos for all sorts of things, we also have landing pages for basically any feature that we have. Day four. So there's a couple of things here on day four. One is the press follow-up. So the key to getting a response to anything is in the follow-up. Send a follow-up email to all the journalists that you reached out to a few days ago. Trickle out a little more info to them that kind of makes it a little more interesting about what you're doing. And then your goal here is to get some sort of commitments from them to cover what you're doing and to get them to write something, to publish something the same day or the day after you launch. The next thing on day four is to create some animated GIFs and images. So creating shareable images and animated GIFs goes a long way towards getting additional traffic from social media. They're also a great way to quickly show off new features to your customers and app. So we've got this entire guide to actually how to create animated GIFs. So check out the Baremetrics blog for that. Day three, there are a number of things here. So one is influencer and industry outreach. You don't get what you don't ask for. Most people don't mind you reaching out and asking them to help share something that you're launching in a few days. But there's a couple big kickers here. One, offer to help them when you mention what you're launching. In your first email, ask if it's okay to share the link with them. So asking for permission goes a long way towards not looking like a jerk. Use this type of outreach sparingly. I mean, like save it for the really big stuff, maybe 2 to 3 times a year max. And also try to build up a relationship with these people well before you've got something to ask from them. The second thing to do on day three is to write an article. So whether it's just a blog post or an article about the release of a feature, having something written up a few days ahead will give you time to tweak the content and make sure it's as error-free as possible. Day two. So there are quite a few things to do on day two. The day before the launch is all about relieving launch day duties. So pre-schedule as much as you can so you aren't drowning in to-dos. One of those things is to schedule your newsletter. So ideally, you've got an email list that you can send announcements to. A blog with regularly posted content is a really great way to build up a list that will pay dividends in the long run. Keep your email blast short, like 1 to 2 paragraphs, and include a link to both the thing you're announcing along with a pre-populated share link, which you can use something like Click to Tweet, which is clicktotweet.com to quickly create like Twitter links, for instance. Another thing to do on day two, so this is the day before the launch, is to schedule in-app messages. So we're big fans of in-app messages. We use them for all sorts of things. And one of those things is major announcements. There's a number of tools for sending in-app messages. Intercom is our weapon of choice there. And the last thing to do on day two is the day before the launch, is to queue up social media. So queue up social media posts to go out throughout the day using variations of images and bits of content and different text. On a typical launch day, we'll post to social media 10 plus times with different pieces of content. This is also the time to schedule additional posts to go throughout the coming weeks and months so that your coverage here doesn't just fall off a cliff. Now, the last day, launch day. So first up is to deploy, merge, pull, click, publish, whatever it is, launch the thing. So do all the things that make the things do the things. The next is influencer follow-up here. So follow up on those influencers who've agreed to help you spread the word and let them know that, hey, everything's live and that they can share to their heart's content. Next is submit to Product Hunt or other communities here. So not everything is worth submitting to Product Hunt, but it can be a huge influx of traffic for the right product or feature. So I suggest submitting it first thing in the morning, usually by say 8 a.m. Eastern time. So we've had pretty great success with it, especially for some free tools that we've put out, such as Open Benchmarks. We have a build versus buy calculator, the Business Academy, all sorts of things. Depending on what you're announcing, there are likely other communities here too, such as Growth Hackers or Hacker News that are applicable. Next is, or the last thing to do on launch day is to respond to blog comments, social media, customer emails, etc. So finally, after you've put everything in motion, if all goes as planned, you'll spend the rest of the day interacting with the community and everybody's response to what you've just put out. So you should respond to blog comments and social media and emails, etc. Quickly to sort of keep the buzz going as long as possible. And last up here, just like wrapping it up, you need to make this your own. So we do variations of these launch steps for nearly everything that we put out. And while we've been using this for quite a while, we're always making little tweaks to it. So try all the things that we've mentioned, figure out what's worth your time and effort, and then come up with a repeatable plan so you can squeeze every last drop out of everything that you put out. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. If you like this, a rating on iTunes would make everybody happy. I mean, like everybody on earth would be really happy with that. If you have a subscription business, check out baremetrics.com. We can help you out there with your subscription analytics. And I think that's all. If you have any questions, shoot me a note, josh@baremetrics.com or on Twitter @Spigvard. And I think that does it for this week. Thanks for listening.